Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste Podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is Waste Action in Action. Yes, we're going to be following up on some of the other Waste Action Grant funded projects in Edinburgh. There's Abundance Edinburgh, who are collecting surplus fruit in the city. The Living Memory Association, who are sharing their memories of a more frugal society. But first, I'm with the Warm Hearts Quilting Group to see how funding has helped them to make quilts.
So we asked the council for funding for a proper quilting machine, and they very action, Waste Action, very kindly recognised our need and gave it to us. So we've now got two proper quilting machines.
And this is a wonderful innovation. It does all sorts of things, you know. It makes the job so much quicker and easier.
We apply for funding and we try and work on a project. In the first project we worked for was St Columba's Hospice. The next one was for Jericho House. At the moment I have applied for funding from Postcode Lottery for Porthaven Care Home, because they have requested us to make quilts for 44 residents, but the only way I can guarantee to do it if we get funding for wadding, because even though I've got all this material for the top of the quilts, we still need funding for wadding and perhaps some sheeting material for the back of our quilts.
Shall we, Angela, go and meet some of the ladies?
Yes.
And see what's happening. So how's it going, Dora?
Oh, fine. Very well, thank you, Emily.
So what are you doing here?
I'm cutting the square for doing the quilts. This is my special. I can't sew very much, but this is like this.
So you're the expert with the cutting?
I'm the expert for it.
Thank you, Dora.
Thank you, Emily.
Hello.
I'm just at the end of mine.
What have you been doing here?
Well, I'm the new girl on the block. So this is a knee rug, wheelchair rug. It's much smaller, obviously, but there's much more work in it because you've got so much more machining on it. And this actually was a tablecloth that I had at home.
And there's loads of different tasks involved in making each quilt, so it's really good. We tend to do it on a production line basis.
Hi, Anne. So you do the design?
I do indeed. Once the squares are cut, we then put them all together. And we number them so the machinist knows what goes with what. 1, 2, and 3.
How do you decide on the design?
Oh, it just comes to you when you see the material and the colourway.
I also have a neighbour who has gone now. She's about 83. She's a widow. And she comes in and she serves the soup and washes the dishes just for the company, you know. So it's as much a club as a quilting group, you know.
It's Friday night in the pub here with Rob Kyle from the Abundance Edinburgh project. Rob, can you tell me about how you've used your Waste Action grant?
Okay, so the Abundance Edinburgh project, the main thing that we do is we harvest surplus fruit that's growing in Edinburgh and we try to put it to good use. So kind of the core of what we do is kind of preventing waste. And so we received a grant which helped us buy some equipment to do what we do just a little bit better. So we kind of used the money to buy some big apple presses and machines for pulping the apples. So it means that this year we've got a lot more capacity to be working with people in the community, kind of trying to encourage people to not throw away what's growing in the back garden and actually make something nice from it.
Has the grant made a big difference?
Yeah, it's really helped, because in previous years we made our own presses, which was, it was good and it was a lot of fun. It brought people together, but there was a limit to what we could do with them. And also the way we set it up is that we wanted the presses and the equipment we bought to be become kind of a community resource. And so because they're kind of quite well made and we can actually lend them out to people now. And so we've had different groups around Edinburgh use the press already this year, and it's been really good to kind of see. We have a website, which is abundanceedinburgh.com, and we've tried to put a page on that where people can see the equipment we bought. And if they have apples or things that they want to press, then they're welcome to borrow any of the stuff that's on them. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. We find that this equipment is great because you take it to a public event and everybody loves to kind of help. smash up the apples. Kids love it, kind of older people like it, and it's a really good fun thing, and you end up with this really nice juice as well, which, yeah, great taste of stuff.
And if you're someone that lives in Edinburgh and you've got lots of fruit trees and you don't have time to pick the fruit, is that the sort of people you're looking for?
Yeah, we kind of have picked in back gardens with people. There's a lot of elderly people who have fruit trees in their gardens that kind of ask for help, and we kind of always give people the first pickings of whatever they want, and usually there's still a lot of surplus. We've done pickings with the Royal Edinburgh Community Garden. In the Royal Edinburgh Hospital, there's an old orchard that was planted out, I don't know, 80 years ago maybe, and so we harvest fruit there as well. But it's also, it's partly about picking and doing stuff for the surplus, but it's partly about involving people. So we have lots of volunteers that are really excited by the idea of going out and getting some seasonal fruit and just enjoying it. So people could get involved that way too. We've kind of done other stuff with the Waste Action Grant as well. We've also organised a bike trailer making workshop, because after we pick a lot of fruit, quite often we have to transport it across town somewhere we can store it. And we have a few people involved in our group who are quite good at making things, and so this year we're putting on a workshop where anybody can come along and they'll learn how to make a bike trailer, and that bike trailer will be used for our project to transport the fruit around.
Sounds like an excellent project.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
And what's it like picking fruit?
Lots of fun. Do you like climbing trees and just eating good food? And it's really amazing. I mean, once you start trying it, you just see the huge variety of different fruit. I mean, even just different types of apples that grow in the city. And then there's pears, and they all taste so much better when you're actually picking them from the tree. And I mean, you learn a lot and really enjoy it. And it's just fun to go out with people in the evening after work and be under the tree shaking it, trying to catch all the apples that are falling, so I like that. Yeah.
I'm in Duddingston. I'm outside the Living Memory Association headquarters, and I'm going to go in and find out more about their Waste Action Grant.
We're working with the grant to collect in stories and memories and photographs and memorabilia connected to environmental issues, and make do and mend and recycling and hand-me-down clothes and that types of things that people remember for the 40s and 50s. And we're going to use those stories and ideas creatively in the schools to encourage the kids to take that on board, these things that the older people had.
Great, never peep toe sandals. My mother just cut the toes off the sandals. That's not what I meant.
That's what you did.
I know.
And that was when best clothes had to be kept for best. Mm. You'd school something and you'd your Sunday thing, and then you weren't allowed to play out in these things. Everything was either too short or too tight or whatever when you went to play.
Yeah. And maybe look at rationing, because people in a particular generation remember how rationing affected them, and how they, you know, it's almost like a different mindset than kids nowadays maybe have.
When you were talking about the rationing there, I just remembered when we went into the Royal High School, we were doing, it was during the war thing, and doing evacuation, and I took in a wee pocket of sweeties because it was the amount you were allowed during the war, and the kids just couldn't get over it, just this wee, I think it was 2 ounce bag or something, so it just triggered that memory. But yeah, I'm looking forward to working with the kids in schools. That'd be great.
Anita Sharkey, you run the Waste Action Grant programme. Can you tell us more about it?
The Waste Action Grant will fund up to £2,500 for larger waste projects that will reduce waste going to landfill. It ultimately will look at tonnage diversion, but also a big plus for your project is if it changes attitude to waste and long-term attitude to waste. So don't be put off if you're not going to have a direct reduction in tonnage going to waste. If it impacts on people's behaviour and attitude to waste, then we would really like to support them.
Thank you for listening to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. That was a taster of some of the Waste Action Grant projects. So make sure you get your waste grant application in. You can follow this podcast series by logging on to greenerleith.org/zero waste. These podcasts are funded by Vegware, Changeworks and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants.